Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mike Stoller is our guest. Michael Lee Stoller is the name on the book, Connection Culture, also Fired Up or Burned Out, and a bunch of other stuff that he's done, folks. I encourage you to go to Michael Lee, L-E-E, Stollard, S-T-A-L-L-A-R-D, Michael Lee Stollard. .com and find his website and all the things he does. Mike's been a member of our Brain Trust coming up on 10 years. Mike, thanks again for all the great time and wisdom you've shared with us. We're talking about identifying and preventing burnout within ourselves, within the people who work with us. I'll tell you, Mike, I've seen small businesses that depended upon a key employee allow that employee to get burned out. And there was no turning back. I mean, that person just had to get away from the company, and they lost the person. They lost that person to their company. I mean, the person just went and did something else, and it was just something that was, nobody did anything wrong. Just nobody paid attention.
Well, Jim, we've actually been brought into firms to help with situations like that, where there was a key employee who really became dysfunctional because of issues like this. So, part of our job as small business owners is to be coaches. And, one of the things I've learned is it's so important to get people to talk. And if you can ask the right questions and help them process, one of the things we learn from brain science is when a person is talking, it quiets the amygdala part of the brain where fear is processed. And it just calms their nerves. It also shifts brain activity to the rational part of the brain, the frontal cortex, where we make rational decisions rather than rash decisions, and it just helps people do the right thing. And so as coaches, being a sounding board to help people, intervene when we see them going off the rails, and then talking, being there with them as a coach to help coach them through the tough times and help them see, to learn from our experience.
Well, see, you're talking about a technical approach that most of us out here on Main Street don't have the background for. And so this is where even if I read your CARE examples, the acronym you have there for CARE, that you, when you talk about being calm and accepting and resonating and energy, those things, even those are regular English words there, the application of those things are a little bit technical. And so I recommend that folks find someone, especially if it's a key employee, if you've allowed them to, if somehow you unknowingly and unwittingly allowed them to get into this situation, you're probably going to need some help getting them out.
Well, they certainly can reach a point where they need professional help. And chances are,
he says professional help. He's talking about a guide. Right? I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, when we joke and say you need professional help, we're not talking about, laying on the couch. We're just talking about a guide, right, to get through the fog.
Well, it could, hopefully it'll just be a peer mentor, someone who can come alongside them. Maybe we have those skills to do that. But then, of course, there are times where there may be mental health issues involved where you do need to get a professional. And I've seen that, too. Like I said, we've been engaged in situations where we came in and it was the last opportunity for an employee to, who was a very productive employee but was having a very negative effect on the culture.
Right.
And the leadership of the firm just made the decision that this is the last time. We're going to work with this consultant to help shape something going forward. But if you blow it, that's it. You're out of here. We may lose a lot of money, but as a result, and we don't want to do that. But you're doing too much damage to our firm, and you're going to be out of here unless you change.
What'd that person do?
So far, so good.
So far, that's good. Congratulations. So wrap all this up for us. Put in a box and put in a bow on it for folks who are out there. They've got something. They have someone right now in their organization. Maybe it's themselves. Maybe they're the employee. What would be the first thing you'd have them do to make the first step towards turning the burnout around?
Have a conversation. Number one, you can't do this alone. That's rule one. You really need a confidant, a coach, a mentor who can help talk you through this and come up with some actions and then encourage you and hold you accountable for doing them. And the way you want to think about it is, am I connecting with myself? Am I connecting with others outside of work?
Mm-hmm.
And am I connecting in the workplace? And when you go through those steps, as you have more connection in your life, it just makes you more resilient, more protected from the risks of burnout.
And you know, you might want to do what they taught us in the infantry about receiving effective fire, is check your position. If you look around you, if you're the owner, if you're the boss, you're the founder, you're the king biscuit, and you look around you and people, more than one person is having a problem, it might be you. If you look around you and everybody's doing pretty good except for one person, then it might be that person. But if you got multiple hits out there, you might be the problem, right?
Yeah, the person who's burned out starts to poison the other people.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Want to stop that.
I need the website one more time, Mike.
MichaelLeeStollard.com.
Check it out. All the books are there. Hey, Mike, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Great to speak with you.
Yeah,
Happy
Mike
New
Stollard,
Year. Hope you have a great
gentlemen.
One.
He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasting in.
I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.